The Art of Work, Section 13. If you see the poor oppressed or justice and rights denied, do not be surprised. The local official is watched by a supervisor, and over them both are others higher still. They all take from the increase of the land, and the king himself profits from the fields. But those who love money will never have enough, and those who crave riches are never satisfied. The pursuit of wealth is futile, for as goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit is there to the owner except to watch it happen? The abundance of the rich keeps them awake at night, but the sleep of the laborer is sweet, whether he eats much or little. I have led a number of relief teams to a country in Central America where we have built schools, homes, and churches. As we drive along the country roads to our destination, my new team members always gaze out the windows of the bus, talking to each other about the living conditions they are observing in comparison to their lives back in Canada. At our evening team meeting, they would often refer to those poorly dressed families gathered on the rickety front porch of their tin shacks with only a few simple wooden chairs and a tattered hammock with the dad and a child swinging slowly back and forth. It seemed obvious to them that since he was unemployed, the family would continue to suffer in poverty and misery, and they would shake their heads and say, "How can they live like that?" After they had talked about how much they had and how poor these other people were, I would ask them to name their most valuable resource. It would always come down to time and relationships. So I would tell them on a previous trip I had purchased the best double hammock money could buy at the local market, but it had sat rolled up in its plastic bag at home until it became moldy and had to be thrown away. In that year, I did not have time to lay in it once, and certainly our family and friends had not just hung out on the front porch chatting for hours on a Sunday afternoon. I would say that if time is truly our most valuable resource and family and friends are our most priceless connection, then the people in the tin shack are considerably richer than you. Every day they enjoy their afternoon siesta, a time of rest when it was too hot to work outside, chatting, visiting, and laughing together. So often we take such pride in the things we have and what we own, but when it comes right down to it, we don't own our stuff. It owns us. Everything we think we have is actually just one more thing to look after, one more thing to fix and eventually replace. My time is consumed with endless projects that relate to my home, my car, my computer, my yard, and the list goes on. Each thing I acquire does not make my life simpler. Instead, it only adds to the burden and stress and robs me of time that should have been spent swinging in a hammock with a child. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca, where you can read more about bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thanks for listening.